Thanks for joining us on the journey during this Advent season, Romans 8, 38 through 39. Here's a verse you need to memorize. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So I have to tell you, I grew up believing I could lose my relationship with God. I thought you could be a Christian in the morning, sin at lunch, and be headed for hell in the afternoon. All sins, big or little, were disqualifiers. But there were some big ones like dancing, drinking, swearing, and smoking that our church said send you to hell. Now, I learned later that smoking will not send you to hell. It just makes you smell like you've already been there. I got a few other smoking and drinking jokes from my past. I won't share them with you at this time. Movies were also in the list of things that ended one's salvation. Anytime I wanted to go see a movie with my friends, the standard line was, "What if Jesus came back while you are in a theater?" No one could possibly be raptured from the Perry Theater. So that's how I grew up. Sometimes certain of heaven, other times following an act of sin, believing I was headed to hell. Anyone relate to that? Then one day, studying scripture, I learned that nothing could separate me from the love of God found in Christ alone. It was like a burden lifted from my shoulders when I realized that truth. In fact, I realized that truth right after a seminary class. I was walking out to my car on a hot parking lot in Dallas, and I learned, I accepted for the first time that I was a child of God and would forever be. I just want you to know, if you're struggling with security, that salvation from the beginning to the end is of the Lord. When you truly trust in Jesus, you are His forever. Because Jesus paid all my debts on the cross, I am eternally secure. I can live with assurance of my salvation. Nothing can snatch me out of His hand. I'm going to pass from death to life. Does that give me a license to sin? Absolutely not. This truth should give me the freedom to respond to God's amazing love in obedience. And that's the life that we want to live, isn't it? Responding to God's love in obedience. Father, thank you for your amazing love. Thank you that nothing can separate me from you. Thank you for the confident security that is found in Jesus. Help me to respond by following hard after you. Hey, I've put together a little booklet on eternal security, and I'd like to send it to you. If you're listening to this, you need to go back to your email, and I have a link that you can click on that link and you can go download free PDF. You can download a little booklet on eternal security that I believe will help you on your journey.